Welcome back to the Hot Tippett's Daily Pick Show here for Thursday, January 18th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got a pretty strong slate of games on tap here for Thursday night. So we'll jump into all of that here in a second. Quickly looking back to Wednesday night's picks and recording this a little bit before all of those ones get going and are finished up here. So as always, check out the YouTube community tab or the link to the website down below to see the full results for those. And if you haven't already subscribed over on Dub Club, go get subscribed. Take advantage of all of the benefits over there. You can get early ad-free access to all of the YouTube uploads. You can get Dub Club notifications every single time that I post my picks, access to the Discord server, and of course my recommended unit size. So like I said, if you haven't already signed up, use code CHRIS10 at checkout to get $10 off your first month. Only $9.99 when you sign up today. And as always, I truly appreciate all you guys who have signed up. Without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you all so much, and let's jump into today's show. Now we start today's show out in the Big Ten as Minnesota takes on Michigan State. Both these teams fairly evenly ranked coming into this one. Minnesota 31st overall in the Hot Tippett Power Ranking. Michigan State the 33rd overall team. And obviously the model has been high on this Minnesota squad all season long. And it's a team that I really have enjoyed watching, have enjoyed betting on. They do come into this game though following losses to Indiana and Iowa in their last two games. So certainly a spot that they're looking to bounce back. And overall it's a Minnesota squad that has shot the ball well this season. A 55 effective field goal percentage on the year. Not to say Michigan State's been horrible, but only hitting a 53.8. And certainly it's a Michigan State team that we have seen struggle against better teams here this season. Definitely not the same old Michigan State team that maybe we're used to seeing. Not that they're a bad team, but certainly have had some struggles here this year. As far as the model goes for this one, though, it does like Michigan State at home. A 4.42 favorite for them here coming into this game. As far as the odds go for this one, we opened at 12 and a half, has settled at 12 and a half as of this moment, a 17.82% edge towards Minnesota here coming into this game. And that is exactly where I'm looking at here for this one. I think offensively and defensively, it's a Minnesota team that has more than enough fight to keep up with this Michigan State team. I like what I've seen out of them so far. If they get the ball down low, feed the paint, score some points, I think Minnesota can keep this one close, taking them plus 12 and a half here against Michigan State. Now we head over to the CAA for this next game as Towson takes on Charleston. For Towson, coming to this game is the 237th overall team in the Hot Tippett Power Ranking. Charleston, the 221st overall team. And obviously it is a Charleston team that has played remarkably well here this season. Coming to this game on a 9-game winning streak, have not lost since that Florida Atlantic game early on in December. But it is a Charleston team that we have seen certainly against better teams this season struggle a little bit. Now, obviously, they've looked very good since then, you know, do have a handful of good wins. Obviously, Liberty, St. Joe's are two that stick out. And certainly, it's a Charleston team that was very good last year and I think will continue to be good this year. And that's not to say Towson has been a great team in their own right. They have some questionable losses at best as well. Offensively speaking, it's a Towson team that has struggled at times to shoot the basketball, but they do a really good job rebounding and getting those second chance opportunities. Not to mention, the key for Towson really all season has been to slow the game down and, you know, control the tempo. They're the 362nd slowest team in the country, dead last in that category, while Charleston likes to push tempo, the 34th fastest team in the country. So really, that is the key for Towson in this one, is slow it down and really, you know, rely on their defense to make some stops against this Charleston offense. As far as the model goes for this one, does like Charleston at home, a 5.31 favorite for them coming into this game. The odds opened at 10, haven't moved off that number. A 9.43% edge towards Towson coming into this one. That is what I'm looking at here. Like I said, Towson, if they can slow this game down, control tempo, rely on that defense, I think it's a game that Towson is going to keep close, taking them plus 10 here against Charleston. And we jump over to the Big South for this next game as UNC Asheville takes on Winthrop. For Winthrop, has been a very strong team on the defensive end of the court, get the edge in this game. Offensively, two fairly evenly matched teams, but Asheville the slight edge from the rankings. But Winthrop has looked very good here to start conference play, 4-0. Now, granted, in those four conference games, have had a combined five overtimes, including, you know, the Saturday game that they come into off this one against Radford that went to to triple overtime. So certainly a team in Winthrop who has played, you know, almost an extra half or over an extra half of basketball at this point is for conference play. So definitely, you know, having the rest to Thursday here going to be helpful for them. But they've looked very, very good. They've played well and their defense has been strong, only giving up a 47.8 effective field goal percentage on the year. Asheville, on the other hand, allowing a 50.2 effective field goal percentage. And Asheville hasn't been bad in conference play. Their lone loss coming against High Point, but still a 3-1 conference record here coming into this one. Though the model does like Winthrop at home, a 6.88 favorite for them coming into this game. And as far as the odds go for this one, opened at 3.5. That number hasn't moved yet. Still a 6.07% edge towards Winthrop coming into this game. And like I said, it's a Winthrop team that has been very, very impressive on the defensive end of the court. When you look at their losses, they really don't have a questionable loss on the schedule. Beat the teams they should beat and probably lost to the teams they should lose to. I think at home here in this game, a team that's been looked great in conference play, I think Winthrop gets the cover here, taking them -3.5 against UNC Asheville. Now we head out west for a little Pac-12 action here in this next game. Oregon State taking on Utah State. For Utah, get the advantage on the offensive end of the court here coming into this game. Oregon State, the slight edge defensively. And overall, it's an Oregon State team that, well, they haven't looked the best through Pac-12 play. Definitely had some decent performances during the non-conference schedule. I mean, they have struggled, admittedly, against better teams here this season. But coming to this game following the overtime loss to Stanford. So definitely looking to bounce back, a week of rest before this one. And it is an Oregon team, or Oregon State team, that, you know, defensively has played well, only giving up a 49.7 effective field goal percentage on the season. Obviously, Utah, though, has been a strong team, but they themselves have struggled against some of the better teams in the Pac-12. They also come off of a loss against Stanford on Sunday. So, you know, it's a team that, while, yeah, they do have some good wins, have also struggled at times. Really, the key for Oregon State in this game is going to be to slow it down, rely on, you know, their slower tempo, rely on the defense to prevent these Utah shooters from scoring a lot of points. Yeah, obviously easier said than done. But one thing that they got going for them is they can shoot their free throws extremely well, 75.3%. Utah, not so much, only hitting 67.4%. So certainly something that could come into play a little bit in this one. As far as the model goes for this game, though, has Utah as the favorite, a 6.53 favorite at that coming into this game. As far as the books have it, we opened at 15.5, still sitting there. A 20.5% edge towards Utah State is the best current odds. And like I said, rely on that defense, control tempo, and hit some free throws. I think it's an Oregon State team that is going to keep this one close, is going to stay competitive. I'm taking them +15.5 here against Utah. Now we head south as UC Santa Barbara takes on Cal State Northridge. For Santa Barbara, coming to this game as the 213th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking, Northridge edging them out ever so slightly, 189th overall coming into this game. Obviously, it's a Northridge team that has played strong here to start Big West play, 4-1 on the season. Their lone loss coming against UC Davis looked very strong against Cal State Fullerton, even though it was a bit of a close game on Saturday. You know, looked good in that one. And really, this key for this Northridge team is getting up and down the court, running in transition, and relying on that tempo. They are the 7th fastest team in the country here this season. Combine that with how well their shot defense has played, it makes it Northridge team very, very dangerous as far as Big West teams go. But that's not to say Santa Barbara is a bad team by any means. They've also shot the ball well, they've defended well, and while they're not the fastest team in the country, 150th in tempo, they do play, you know, an up-tempo style of basketball. After starting 0-3 in conference play, they've won their last three games. So certainly on the road here, not going to be an easy task, but it is a Santa Barbara team that has played well. Nonetheless, though, the model does like Northridge at home, a 6.35 favorite for them here coming into this game. As far as the books have it, we opened at 2.5, 3. Haven't moved from those numbers. A 7.24 favorite for Cal State Northridge coming into this game. And that is where I'm looking at here for this one. I think the Northridge defense has obviously looked very, very strong. They've obviously played very well through conference play and even non-conference. They got the win over UCLA, certainly the one that sticks out. But I think at home in this game is the Northridge team that takes care of business, taking them -2.5 here against UC Santa Barbara. Now that'll do it here for Thursday's show. And if you want to see more sports betting action for everything going on today, head over to hightipbets.com. Take a look at the computer model picks up on the website. Got college basketball, NFL, NBA, NHL, UFC, and horse racing picks being posted every single day. So make sure you take a look at all of those. Also, follow the social links down below, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there, as well as if you're watching here on YouTube. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future picks, as well as drop a comment down below. Let me know who you guys are betting on here for today's card. And thank you so much for watching today's show. I will see you guys tomorrow.